Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. And this is commenting on the fire at Sir Keir Starmer House the other day. It's not 10 Downing Street, it's something he privately owns in Tufnell Park, North London, that he rents out. So how do they find out he's the owner? Maybe is it the land registry? I thought they might try and hide it behind some trust or something like that. Anyway, I didn't think anyone was killed. And presumably it was targeted because it was his house. It's somewhere near Countess Road. I'd like to go and take a look at it. Anyway, they've now arrested a suspect who's 21 years old, this young man. They haven't revealed his name so far. But now the government is saying they believe it was a state actor behind this, a hostile government. They haven't identified which one. So which countries are hostile to the United Kingdom? Well, on the naughty list, as those who are not invited to the late Queen's funeral, to the current King's coronation, for example, Russia, surprise, surprise, Belarus, North Korea, Iran, and am I forgetting anyone? That's about it. So presumably one of those. I can't think of any other countries that would go so far as to set off a fire in the United Kingdom. Now, obviously, Russia is the worst. There are blood-curdling threats out of Russia, not being Russophobic in the least. No one should be mistreated for being Russian. There are obviously plenty of good Russians. Russians are very fond of, and they are victims of the Putin regime as well. So not suggesting that most Russians are guilty, but you've got to be frank, a considerable minority are, I mean, not directly starting the fire, but are genuine supporters of Putin. And this is the difficult thing. Some of them could be nice people. They could be loving parents or good spouses or charismatic or generous to charity or whatever it is, humorous, humane in their way, but absolutely viciously cruel in other ways, and saying that Ukrainians are like subhuman or these atrocities, no, they're not happening. People's ability to fool themselves is almost unlimited, because it's quite a big step to set off a fire in the capital city of another country's. Hi, are you the Tom Rogers whom I know from ACDGC's private business? The only Tom Rogers I've ever heard of. So it could be that. But grey zone warfare, as in, it's got to be kinetic. When things go bang or things burn in another country, maybe doesn't go far as to kill people, but ideally plausible deniability. You can't trace it back to the Kremlin. It's not a Russian soldier in uniform doing it. Could be a Russian citizen or hiring somebody of any other nationality to do it. So as a warning, if this is what we'll do, we're not against a war with you. Imagine what we do when we are against war with you, because this fire, even if it didn't kill anybody, could cost millions of pounds in damage, could distract the fire service. So this is sheer conjecture. I don't know which hostile state is behind it. It could be wrong. We know that Starmer lies a lot, although then the statement was put out in his name. And because we know Medvedev, the former president of Russia, isn't he chair of the National Security Council over there? He makes these blood-curdling threats about reducing the United Kingdom to radioactive ash. Sovelyov, another Putin mouthpiece on the Russian media, he comes out with all these highly bellicose statements as well. So you see how they rule by fear. They're trying to terrorize people by threats of nuclear war and so on. We don't know each other. Okay, you're not the person I was at school or university with, obviously. So it could be that. And I was thinking that fire at that electricity substation at Heathrow on the 21st of March, could there's a theory that's a Russian state actor again. Didn't kill anybody, but it cost millions, maybe tens of millions of pounds in all these diverted flights. Compensation, me getting to stay in a Paris airport hotel. Thanks, Air France. And that was partly because of that. And making Heathrow seem less reliable, because it didn't take much, didn't even to kill a single person to hit the UK economically. And there's another airport fire the other week and things like that. Now, there is the danger of misattributing anything that goes wrong to Russia. Okay, we mustn't get carried away with this. Every time the train is late, it's Russian spies. No, and that actually enhances their reputation as being more damaging than it really is. So relations with Iran are not even that bad. I don't see any circumstance in which the UK would go to war against Iran. Obviously, the United Kingdom was stupid under Rishi Sunak to be intervening, shooting down these Iranian missiles. Now, he didn't want to hit Israel, but it's just not the United Kingdom's fight. The UK doesn't have the military capability to be fighting Iran or almost anybody else. North Korea, the United Kingdom doesn't have very much to do with North Korea. The UK is actually not a very powerful country, has got virtually no presence in the Far East, and who does that leave? Belarus, which is really just a sidekick of the Russian Federation, and I can't think of anyone who'd be that hostile, really. So it's possibly that, and we know, and now the Poles have said that it was a Russian agent. I think a guy who was actually of Ukrainian nationality, working for the Ruskies, who burnt down a an IKEA in Poland the other year. Again, didn't kill anybody, but cost several million euros of damage at least. So it's quite easy to start off these conflagrations. So this is like low-level economic warfare. But the thing is, obviously, to riposte, to hit them back. One thing is you could do the very same, but would that be illegal? Or simply just provide more weapons to the Ukrainians who are actually fighting a legitimate, lawful war in defense of their own country on the battlefield. So to hurt them economically. But it's yet more proof that Russia just means us harm. I mean, they have murdered people in the United Kingdom, British citizens. That poor woman, when they're trying to murder Sergei Skripal, who was a British citizen, and his daughter, who was Russian. So they've murdered Litvinenko, who is a British citizen, and in the United Kingdom, because what they do in their own country claims their own business. You might even say what they do to their own citizens abroad is their own business, but what they do to British citizens in Britain is definitely the Britain's business and not Russia's business, and so on. So, unlawful violence anywhere in the world in furtherance of any ideological aim is terrorism, and that's what this is. I mean, remember, Russia has arrogated to itself the legal right to kill the entire population of the world. Listen to this: 2016, sorry, 2006, the Russian Parliament passed a law to say that the Russian security services have the lawful authority to kill any extremist anywhere in the world. Any extremist. Doesn't then they terrorist, and they have to prove someone's an extremist. And what is an extremist? Anyone they claim is an extremist is an extremist. You don't have to even allege this person has committed any illegal act or any act of violence or anything like that, and no legal process. You can just kill them. So you could claim the entire population of the world were extremists, and you could kill the entire population of the globe without any judicial process or any declaration of war or anything like that. That's just how far it goes. But I mean, I don't think we've seen the last such attack. So destabilization, what it's like for the UK, is very easy to set off these fires. And of course, there are plenty of полезный идиот. There are plenty of weak-willed people say, oh, it's our fault. The only answer is to run up the white flag and give them what they want and betray the Ukrainians and so forth, rather than be to be robust. And I'm sad to say the United Kingdom was turning itself very wimpish in not beefing up the military and not saying to people, no, you have to be firm. No, you have to go to school. All right. Okay. You have to work. Otherwise, no benefits. You have to toughen up, man up, as we used to say a generation ago. But now I suppose that's misogynistic or something like that. Grow up. But now you can say, oh, my mental health isn't good. Nothing about this new workers' rights legislation. So people are able to skive off on the basis of their mental health isn't good. Okay. We're a little bit stressed. Work is called work for a reason. It's not called fun. Work is a four-letter word. Yes, it's difficult, but you've got to get off your ass and do it. That's life, all right? Otherwise, things just won't function. But we've mollycoddled people and been too soft on people, and the UK just wouldn't have the willpower to fight, wouldn't be willing to make the sacrifices that I suppose Russia recognizes. The United Kingdom is quite feeble like that. Republic of Ireland, we're quite feeble as well, unfortunately. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callan 790 gmail.com. Goodbye.